الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: سبق المفردون. قالوا: وما المفردون؟ قال: الذاكرون الله كثيرا والذاكرات، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أستغفر الله، أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نسلا لذي عقمي، أمرتك الخير لكن ما أتمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Honorable ulama, respected elders and friends, firstly and foremost, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us countless favors. All the time we are involved in the Son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still showers his favors upon us. And then also we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send peace and salutations, salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what greater favor could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow us with than making us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, whatever I'm going to say now is only what we learned from our honorable and illustrious Sheikh, as Hazrat explained last night in detail how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is just a mere repetition. And so beautifully our Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah used to say that وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is the ayat of the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remind each other, because verily the reminding each other is beneficial for the believers. And Hazrat used to say, or maybe if mu'min hu, and we are, and myself, I'm also a mu'min. So this reminder all the time, repetition, is beneficial for each other. So if we take a look at the Quran, at the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned many commandments in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the command of salah, of zakah, of many, many commandments Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. But no command did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention the word kathira, that means do this in abundance, except for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. If we look in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the qualities of the believing men and women. إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. If we look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned 10 qualities of the believing men and women. But right at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. And those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, and those believing women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. So beautifully, by way of example, our Shaykh explains that a man is standing in his garden with his friend. And his friend is looking, what a beautiful garden. So he takes the opportunity to tell his friend, look, this flower I got it from here. This flower cost so much, I got it from here. And this flower I got it, his friend is amazing. See, what a beautiful garden. He says, but let me tell you why this garden is so beautiful. So his friend says, please tell me. So he says, it's the irrigation system that I got in this garden. That because of this irrigation system in this garden, That is why this garden is so beautiful. So his friend is amazed. So in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned all these 10 qualities, and right at the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, that those who make Allah ta'ala dhikr in abundance, these people will adopt, will be able to inculcate these qualities in them. Then further down in Suratul Ahzab, after 1-2 pages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the command of dhikr again. The ayat I have recited before you. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. O you who believe, and here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us what a royal address. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. In another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That Allah is the friend of the believers. But now it is up to us to make this connection stronger with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this friendship stronger. We should not keep this friendship on a normal basis. That is why the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come to us to show us how to do this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. That, O believing men, O you who believe in Allah, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, سَبَقَ الْمُفَرِّدُونَ, that the Mufarridun have went far ahead. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah, who are these Mufarridun? That we want to know also, because we want to be part of them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell them, الذاكرون الله كثيرا والذاكرات, that those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those men and women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Mufassirun explain that why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention dhikr in abundance. So they explain that this is a distinguishing quality of Allah, of the believers, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Because the munafiqun also remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقُونَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. That the munafiqun, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. When they stand up in salah, they stand up as lazy people. They also read salah, but in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the munafiqun used to also come to the masjid, but they used to stand very lazily in salah, and they used to also make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they used to do it very little. So for us to make the difference between the mu'minun and the munafiqun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing in many, many places that udhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Even in the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging the sahaba radiallahu anhum to go for Jummah salah, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. So wherever this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came for the believers, it came in abundance. وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Then in the second part of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, that we should make tasbih, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. In a narration, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala mentions that person who reads 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 33 times Allahu Akbar, and completes it on 100 times with la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulk wa lahul hamd يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. He does this after every salah, all his sins will be forgiven, even if it amounts to the foam of the ocean. And who can commit so much sin? So if we do the simple actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to take us closer to Him. Then Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions in a narration, he says that on the night of Mi'raj, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that give your ummah my salams. And our Shaykh says so beautifully, when we hear this, we should reply to the salam of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That we should say alayka wa alayhi salam. That because Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sent a special gift with our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam for us. He said, give your ummah my salams and remind them that the land of Jannah is fertile, its water is sweet, but tell them that its land is barren. Now, how are we going to plow this land? This land, how are we going to cultivate this land? There were the trees of Jannah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. These are the trees of Jannah. By reading one Subhanallah, one Alhamdulillah, one Allahu Akbar, we are cultivating our land in Jannah. So beautifully, Hazrat Haji Faruq Saab Rahimahullah used to mention that if a person goes to a certain place and he sees a certain plant and he likes this plant, now he wants to take this plant home. So he takes this, he first has to find out, where can I get this plant? He has to find out climate conditions, that I'm staying in another area. I'm staying in Johannesburg. In Johannesburg, will this plant be able to grow in that area? Now after he finds out everything, then he has to spend so much money to get that plant. Then to transport it from here to there, he has to also pay for that transport. Now when the plant comes, then he has to find out what specifications, how should he dig the hole? Should he plant it in the shade? Should he plant it in the sun? What's better for the plant? Then he has to water the plant every day. Then he has to take great care that the children don't hit the plant down with a ball. No car bumps this plant. And if he's lucky, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, he'll get fruits after, or he'll get the flowers after 4 or 5 years. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, is telling us in this hadith, where Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala is narrating from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَإِنَّ غِرَاسَهَا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. That the plants, the trees of Jannah, is Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So we should plant our trees in Jannah. And so beautifully our Shaykh is explained that he say, if you look at the agricultural law, that according to the size of the trees, that will be your plot in Jannah. So now how big will these trees be in Jannah? This question arises also. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam even told us that in a hadith. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ شَجَرَةٌ يَسِيرُ الرَّاقِبُ الْجَوَادَ الْمُفِرُ السَّرِيعُ لَا يَقْطَعُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ لَا يَقْطَعُهَا. That verily in Jannah, there are such trees that if a fast, healthy horse rides, a very fast horse, and he rides for 100 years, he will not traverse this tree. He will not reach the end of the tree. In another narration it comes, he will not reach the end of the shadow of this tree. So imagine what a big tree. So according to the size of the tree, that is how much land, according to the agricultural law, you have to leave so much space in between. So we should plant as much as trees as we can. And we should not think that I read 100 subhanallah is enough. Because this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a farm for the year after. That in the year after we won't be able to plant trees. We have to plant all our trees now. So as much as we can, we should try. Because when we come to Jannah, in Jannah there will be no regret. Except for that regret, for that time, which we spent without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We wasted that time and we did not spend in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the person will be thinking in Jannah, and that thought will just come. And he'll say, ah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also remove that thought very quick. So we should try as much as we can. And so beautiful our Shaykh explains, he says that when we're reading this tasbih also, we should take great care, a few seconds extra, and read Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. We shouldn't rush through it. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Because we don't want to come into Jannah and see that our trees are withered, that it's dry, there's no leaves on it. And we're thinking now, what kind of trees we planted? But it's how we read Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah. So with great care and love, we should read, take the name of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should plant our trees in Jannah. Because Allah subhanahu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سِقَالَةٌ وَسِقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ, that everything has a cleanser, everything has a polish. And the polish of the heart is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one distinguishing quality of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we have heard over and over in the programs, that dhikr dhakir ko madhkur tak pahuncha deta hai. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything in the world, if you love it and you can remember it, till you die even, you won't get closer to that thing. But the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this distinguishing quality that the more you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more closer you get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as much as dhikr we can make, and only, as our shaykh explains, that this dhikr has to be done under the guidance of a shaykh, then it will have its desired effect. Because if we do it on our own, the dhikr won't have its desired effect, and we'll think that we're making so much dhikr, but there is no difference coming into our life. Then finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ, that a person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the example of a person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the example of that person who does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like that of a living person and a dead person. And so beautifully our pious elders have said, dhikr ka naga, ruh ka faqa, that if we do not make our dhikr, we miss out our dhikr, we are starving our soul. So why should we starve our soul? We rather do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have a healthy soul and have a healthy heart. And like this, in this way, we can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice on whatever has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Make a few minutes sicker, inshallah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم, أنا جليس من ذكرني, دل مراه جاي إكمدانه, توهي توهو توهي توهو توهي تو, اور مرے تن میں بجائے آبو گل, درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا إله إلا الله, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. إلهي عبدك العاصي أتاك مقرا بالذنوب وقد دعاك, فإن تغفر فأنت لذاك أهل, وإن تطرد فمن يرحم سواك. لا إله إلا الله, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. تیر سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں. اب تو رہے بستان میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا إله إلا الله, لا إله إلا الله,
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ, हो जाए मेरा मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, उसी जात की बस रज़ा मांगता हूँ, ये नाराज़गी जिसकी दोज़ख से बरकर, उसी जात की बस रज़ा मांगता हूँ. असल मुझको दुनिया की ख्वाहिश नहीं, मैं बख्शिश बरोदे जज़ा मांगता हूँ. असल मुझको दुनिया की ख्वाहिश नहीं, मैं बख्शिश बरोदे जज़ा मांगता हूँ. ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. इस दुनिया में कोई इस दुनिया में जो कुछ भी है सब है तेरे ज़ेर नगी, जिन्नो इंसो हूर मलाइक अर्शो कुर्सी चरखो ज़मी, वो नमकाम लायक सजदा तेरे सिवाए नूर मुबी, कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं, अब तो रहे बस्ता दम आखिर ورد زبائي مير إله. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نرأي مستانا خش معايدم تعبد جانات نيم بايدم الله جل جلاله تعالى شانه الله 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 الله. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب الله 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 الله. ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد الله 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 الله. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام الله 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 الله. क्या नजर मुझ पर न डाली जाएगी, क्या नजर मुझ पर न डाली जाएगी, क्या मेरी फरियाद खाली जाएगी. अल्लाह अल्लाह Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأصبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.
Inshallah, in a few minutes time, it will be time for Isha. And it comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whoever sits after Fajr till Ishraq time in the masjid, engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listening to the talks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is also part of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, plus minus 12-15 minutes after the sun has risen, a person performs 2 rakat salah, and then he gets the reward of a complete hajj sawab. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned this word tam in one hadith 3 times, tam, 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 that a complete hajj and umrah sawab, that a person doesn't have any doubt whatsoever. So here we have the opportunity, we are in the masjid, we are in the state of wuzu, we should try and read this 2 rakat salah and try and make it our habit inshallah daily. Also our Shaykh has taught us so beautifully that immediately after the time of Ishraq has set in, you read 2 rakats namaz, now the time of charge, duha, the time of charge has set in already. And generally, we are in the masjid, we are in the environment, just read another 2 rakats and you'll get the reward of charge salah, salatul duha. And salatul duha is so valuable that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, more than the sun shines on all the gold and silver in the world and the person spends it in the path of Allah, more valuable than that is 2 rakat salatul duha. And generally we know the best time is 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. That time we are engaged in our daily activities, etc. People, we don't have the himmat and courage to go to the masjid or go home and perform our duha salah. So now we are in the masjid. Let us make this our practice. And as our Shaykh explained so beautifully, this is for people, weak people like myself, a starter pack. Start with the starter pack, then inshallah you'll see very soon you'll come onto that contract. At 10, 11 o'clock also you'll make your charge namaz. And also another very great benefit of charge namaz is, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that there are 360 joints in the body. For every joint we have to give 1 sadqah. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were astonished and surprised and said, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how is it possible, very hard to give 360 sadqahs daily? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that a person, you smile with the next Muslim brother, that is sadqah. You pick up something that's in the road that can hurt somebody, a stone, a banana peel, etc., remove it, that is sadqah. And a person who performs 2 rakat salatul duha, charge namaz, he will get the full reward of giving all 360 sadqahs. So our deen is so simple, so easy, but this we'll only learn when we sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then see how easy and enjoyable our deen is. So we should try and perform our ishraq and char salah now. And inshallah, 6:30 will be breakfast. After this, we should try and make tilawat of Quran Sharif. And when it's time for breakfast, let us proceed for breakfast. And inshallah, have our little rest and prepare for the program that will start at 9:30. Let us try be on time, inshallah. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah.